WMMC HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Counts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul. It's I know that it's been like 3 weeks, but it feels like it's been forever.
It does. It does feel like forever.
So we have Nancy Aruda here with us today, who's our in-house astrologer, and she can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She's with us twice a month, but because there was 5 Wednesdays last month, it feels like forever.
It does.
Plus, she's actually in my studio, which has been even way longer than that. So we're really excited and happy today because, well, she's here and that's that. But if you have any questions, I know we're going to talk about all the things that are going on, which, you know, is kind of nice because we get a little bit of a break.
We do.
Until all hell breaks loose at the end of the month. So we'll talk about that the next time. We might go over a few of the little details of what's happening, but we won't go into, you know, we'll talk about the break that we get for the next couple of weeks. If you are going to call in, I know lots of people have questions and a lot of stuff has been going on. This is the last, you know, 3 eclipses. Everybody's energy has been feeling it. Hopefully you are in a little bit of a respite because I know that I felt the energy starting shifting last Monday, maybe.
Yeah.
It started to clean up a little bit. But I know lots of people have been going through stuff. So if you have a question, give us a call now. Lines are open. We'll talk a little bit and then we'll start taking calls. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can send an instant feedback. If you go on the instant feedback, one, be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know so that we can offer the best guidance. But because Nancy's our in-house astrologer, add in your date of birth. That's really important for Nancy to connect in with your energy to assist you with the best guidance. All right. So what's up with the universal sky, Nance?
Peace. Finally. We just came out of a series of 3 eclipses, as well as the Uranus square Pluto.
Oh, that's right. That affected, I think, people more than the last eclipse.
Yes. Yeah. Because that was on the 20th. So the Uranus square Pluto was on May 20th, and then the last eclipse was May 25th.
Right.
So there was more intensity around the 20th of the month of May versus the 25th. Like, the eclipse I found was very internalized. So it was really about just looking within and focusing on what it is that you believe in and where you needed to focus your ability to trust, whether it was trust in the universe or trust in yourself or trust in a specific event or happenings, right? So the eclipse wasn't too bad. However, there's the process of moving out of the 3 eclipses in total with that other aspect. And it's like we're moving into this place of stillness. And not to say that everything is still, it's just kind of gone quiet. And we will be, last Monday, on June 3rd, Venus moved into the sign of Cancer, which is a nice energy.
Right.
I like Venus in Cancer. It's a relaxed vibration. It's a, you know,
gentle.
It's gentle. Yeah. It's a go with the flow in terms of what it is that you value and believe in. It's about connecting with family and those traditional aspects of being with your family, which is, you know, it typically will happen around this time of year if it goes into the sign of Cancer. But it's a nice vibration. It's subtle.
Mm-hmm. And it feels very gentle. I mean, it's an, yeah. I don't know what they say about when Venus is in Cancer, but it feels very gentle. Like, I don't know. It's not its home planet.
No. Venus is ruled by Taurus or Libra.
Oh.
Cancer rules the moon.
That's right.
Okay. But if we look at the Taurus rulership with Venus, the moon in Taurus is in its higher spiritual frequency when the moon's in Taurus. So the moon likes being in the sign of Taurus. Therefore, I would say that Venus likes being in the sign of Cancer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So, like, if we look at mirror opposites kind of thing. So it's a harmonious vibration.
Yeah. It feels gentle. It feels nice. And Venus is always, you know, about the heart, and Cancer is all about water and love. And,
yes.
I mean, it's also hiding away and being very afraid and getting caught up in their shell. But, you know, the higher evolution of Cancer is a loving, gentle
it energy. Is. Yes. It's about nurturing the self, nurturing your values and beliefs, nurturing relationships. So it's a nice vibe. Then we experience on June the 8th, the new moon in the sign of Gemini.
Oh, yeah.
Gemini being all about choice and duality. So this is where, you know, some people might see that they're looking at having to make a choice, or there may be a little bit of duality at play.
Okay.
But, you know, plant seeds in your consciousness, consciously and unconsciously, around communications. What do you need to communicate? If, you know, there's anything you need to research or read or inform yourself about, this is a good time to start that information process. And so the new moon is on June 8th.
Right. Yeah, new moon's always about new beginnings.
Yes.
Yeah, and Gemini.
Now, it's interesting because Gemini is the vibration for the year.
All right.
So when we did the numerology for the year, and it's 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3, that is a 6 vibration, correct?
Yeah, I think
4,
so.
5, 6, yes. Yeah. It is a 6 vibration. Having a little mental moment. It's a 6 vibration. 6 reflects to Gemini based on the Lovers and the Tarot. So it's the Lovers deck in the Tarot, and the astrological association to that is Gemini. So it's all about choices and duality.
Right.
So that's kind of like what we're working through this year. So here we are halfway through the year, and we get to reflect. How was our New Year's resolution working for us?
Well, it's always a good time to do. I mean, we're coming up to solstice anyway, so
yes.
It's a good time to do regardless. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The other vibration that's coming into play is Neptune is stationing retrograde on June 7th in the sign of Pisces. It stays in the sign of Pisces. It's in there till 2025.
So a little bit of time yet.
Yeah, a little bit of time. Neptune likes being in Pisces.
Right.
Okay, because it is its ruling sign. It will station direct on November the 13th. So we'll be in the Neptune retrograde right up until November.
Right. And Neptune goes retrograde every year. The outer planets
once a year for a long period of time.
Right.
So really it's about, when I think of Neptune, I think of it's connected to aspects of the soul that we're not necessarily conscious about.
Okay.
And what our soul has come here to learn.
Up.
Yeah. So you may have noticed the last couple of days, dream activity. Because as Neptune's slowing down, it's like our consciousness can open up.
Oh, okay. So when it goes into retrograde, it's a good thing. Well.
It's not a bad thing.
Right.
It just is.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but I don't see it as negative at all.
Dreams are going to become more vivid?
Dreams are more vivid right now.
Oh,
right. As
it's
slowing down.
Right.
Yeah. To station retrograde. Dreams will probably be vivid, like very vivid for the next couple of weeks. But I've noticed a lot of dream time activity.
I know people say that we don't dream as much as I think we dream, but I tend to dream a lot. Like I'm always in dreams. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I don't. I pay attention to some of them. I wish, especially since I have a dream analyst, you'd think that I would, look at them more. But I, yeah, it's one of those areas that I'm conscious of the fact that I'm dreaming all the time. At least when I wake up, there's always been a dream that, you know, has been around that. But yeah,
it's about determining, I think, what type of dream it is.
Right.
So there's dreams that I pay attention to because they're asking for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's dreams where it's like, yeah, okay, that was different and interesting. And I just kind of disregard it.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know that in the last little while, my dreams have become much happier. Like there used to be a lot of fear and stuff. And I probably should talk about this with Jennifer. But the last one that I paid attention to was kind of one of those funny ones. It's like you know how you have those dreams where you were in school?
Yes.
And you forgot to go to class, and then all of a sudden it's at the end of the year and you're going, oh my God, I haven't been to any classes. I'm never going to be able to write an exam. That kind of a dream. Well, in my dream I went, Lori, you've been out of school for a really, really long time. You've graduated. You graduated from university. I'm like, that's right. So why am I thinking about this class and worrying about the fact that I wasn't there? So this is the conversation I'm having in my head while I'm thinking about this because I knew I didn't go to class. And it's like, yeah, you're right. So I'm like, well, okay, that's a new one.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly a conscious dream, but it was still one where I was like, I piped in and went, Lori, hello. You graduated a long time ago.
Was this just recently?
Yeah.
Like the last two nights I've been having really, really bizarre dreams. Really bizarre. And you wake up going, okay, that was just different. And you can feel a vibration towards it, but also know at the same time that it's really not connected to anything going on in life. Right? So it gets me to question, why am I dreaming this? And typically if I can't make the connection, because I'm really good at connecting my own dreams and other people's as
right.
well, but
yeah.
if I can't make the connection, then I just chalk it up to one of those garbage dump dreams, right? Where there's just all this stuff that's laying in your unconscious mind that's really serving no purpose at all. So then it just comes out in erratic symbolism through a dream.
Right.
And I see it as an info dump.
An info dump, yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
So information that you no longer need. That is being released through your consciousness.
Well, the one thing I liked was that I got rid of my fears completely. Like
yes.
the fear of, oh my God, you haven't gone to any classes. You have no idea what's happening. And there's an exam coming up. To, yeah, Lori, it doesn't matter because you haven't been to school in a long time. You haven't needed to. You actually graduated. You don't need more courses. I went, oh yeah. That's good. But the point of you haven't been to school in a really long time, I was like thinking back how many years in the dream going, yeah, I haven't been to school. Wow. Oh, it's a long time. It was just one of those moments where I was like, okay, that's a fun and interesting dream that shifted the vibration of energy right away.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to our first break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. If you have any questions, this would be the ideal time to call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. But because it's Nancy, please put in your date of birth and be really clear about what it is that you're wanting if it's an instant feedback so that we can be clear in offering you guidance. All right, you're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Thursday on New Sky Radio. At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, it's the Jane Wilkins Michael Show. Jane has helped change lives by encouraging listeners and readers to become better than before. Coming up at 1 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with Dr. Pat. At 3 p.m. Eastern, step into the Spirit Salon with Laura Lee, the sane psychic. Joyce Jackson is on at 4 p.m. Eastern, bringing sanity when love feels a bit crazy. Let Joyce Jackson help you ride the roller coaster of love with style. Kathy is in with host Kathy DeBono at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss a minute of the crazy fun with Kathy and her friends. Coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Forrest have the answers to life's most pressing questions. Yours on Answers with the Astro Bank Lady. Get the latest from the stars with Zoe Moon and the Zoe Moon Astrology Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com, powered by CBS Radio.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Nancy Ruta with us. Nancy is from UniversalSky.com. She's our in-house astrologer. She's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. Ah, June, man. It's just one of those months. It's like, I'm glad it's kind of eased in because it feels nice and gentle right now. I'm happy about that.
I am too.
Because last month was a little
weird.
Lots of stuff coming up. So I know lots of you have questions. I know a lot of you are out there kind of scratching your head, wondering what's going on. So this would be a great time to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or do an instant feedback. Just please add in your date of birth and be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. Okay, so we have our first instant feedback. It's from Brandy. And her question is about her career. She's been working on a project for 3 years, feels everything is stagnant right now, and is wondering if there's a breakthrough on the horizon or if it's time to call it a day. Okay. Okay. My initial thought is something about this is done. And I'm going to say... you know, there's something about this that you needed to get, and it was very important for you. And I don't know, there's just, I'm not so much feeling it stagnant as it's just complete. Now, it may not feel like it's gone to the goal it was supposed to go to, Brandy, but I'm thinking there's something new that needs to come in. Either something new needs to come into the project, or something new altogether you need to move into. I'm trying to see if it's something you need to do right away, or if it's something you can just sort of let play out. But something's brought you to the feeling that it's kind of over or stagnant. There's something about you. Something's happened around the project. Anyway, I'm sort of saying, you know, find the truth, and maybe the truth within yourself. And I would either get on a new project or change projects completely, and possibly even change companies. But what are you getting, Nance?
Yeah, it's weird.
It is kind of.
It's a weird kind of energy that's playing on underneath or underlying here. Age-wise, you're approaching your Pluto square Pluto, which is all about change and transformation to begin with. So you're feeling that change and transformation naturally, okay? But when I look to the specifics around this project, it's like, yeah, objectives haven't been met. Some objectives have, but I don't think they're tangible ones. So yeah, it's like it's feeling like it's time to walk away or make some deep transformative change in terms of either the project itself or the career. I want to say you may even be playing with ideas of doing a completely different career change, only that need
company.
For, yeah, that need for, I don't know if the security is the right word, or stability, or, but there's some form of a need in there that's having you hold on.
Are you going to speak with that? Because you were kind of talking about
yeah,
your chart.
Well, I've noticed that she's got Sun in Leo, Moon in Leo, and Mercury in Leo. So there's quite a bit of Leo energy at play. There's a desire to control the dynamic with all that Leo energy. And I think that's where you really need to let go and just kind of allow it to show itself, like the direction that it needs to go in. If you can just open up and let go, which is a very challenging thing for all this Leo energy to open up and let go.
I think, you know, it's kind of, I think it's the kind of, a, this is of the times that it's just a difficult for everybody to let go.
True. True enough. Yeah. And there's, it's, I want to say move on.
Yeah. I get that feeling too, that there's something bigger. It looks like a bigger company coming that, like a bigger corporation that lots more money.
Yeah, or more of a leadership role.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it could be like a bigger company. It's a being in more charge or in a place of more authority, more leadership.
But something that's actually moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Versus staying stagnant.
Yeah. Or whatever is going on with this. I know that's her word, but there's something else underlying that seems to be weird.
Yeah.
Like it's a funny vibration. So that's our advice, Brandy. You know, this is where, you know, calling in would be very helpful because there's something going on there that just feels very strange. But, yeah. So good luck with that. Hope that helps. And let us know, because would love to have feedback on this one, just because there's just something weird.
It's very confusing.
Very confusing. You say you're from Oregon. So how close are you to Mount Shasta? I don't know what it is, but there's just something, something very interesting going on with that energy. All right. So we probably, don't turn the page.
Okay.
But anybody who wants to get some guidance, this would be a great time to call 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is you're wanting. And add in your date of birth, because we got Nancy here.
With all this eclipse energy that had been taking place, it's kind of like there was this go, 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 go kind of vibe. And we were like rushing through learning all these
things. The learning part was the big part. It's
yeah.
like, it was like everything coming up in your face that you probably thought you'd already dealt with and just different aspects of it. So it was like, it was a very big learning curve. Like it was,
yeah,
huge.
But it was intense.
It's very intense.
And now that everything's kind of gone somber, it's kind of like, what happened to that go, go, go? So it's like trying to readjust, right? So how can I describe it? It's like you're moving forward and you stop and then you take a step back and then you start moving forward again and you're brought to a stop, but your body still wants to keep moving forward even though your feet are planted. So it's kind of like you're swaying back and forth, but you're standing in the same space.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it just makes me think of that creepy movies where they're, you know, they have the ghost that's kind of or the ghost that takes over somebody's body and that there's the funny movement that's happening.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking about, which I know that's not what you're talking about.
But it's kind of got that vibe.
Oh, really? Okay, that's creepy then.
No, but not in a creepy way.
Yeah,
take
exactly.
the murder and the horror out of it and just look at the person kind of jerking back and forth and back and forth. And,
right.
And that's the vibe.
Okay.
That's going on right now.
Right. It's kind of a pause too. I do like the Venus energy.
I do as well.
Yeah. Although Venus is going to be out before everything else starts to go into Venus. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything goes into Cancer, not Venus.
Well, you know, and we have more stuff moving into Cancer.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. Like,
yes.
But I think Venus is going to be gone when most of that stuff happens because Venus isn't usually in for, it's like 3 weeks usually.
Let me look that up for
okay.
you.
Okay. All right, then. See, I've brought her up into a question that she's not been prepared
for.
Yet, so that means she has to look into all of her books and information so that she
Venus will still be in Leo
in Cancer,
but it will shift into Leo shortly thereafter.
Okay.
So we have the Sun moving into the sign of Cancer on June 21st.
Right.
And then Jupiter moves into the sign of Cancer on June 25th.
And when does Venus leave?
Venus moves into the sign of Leo on June 27th.
Oh, so it is so, there for a few days.
Yeah, just a couple of days. So we're going to, and I think that's a good thing because it's going to allow us to have our feet already wet with the Cancer energy before it shifts into the fire.
But they say it's a good, I mean, usually because Jupiter visits once every, what, 12 years, and it's usually
yes.
there for about a year. Usually the sign it goes into, and Cancer's kind of had a rough go of it for a while. So, my understanding is this is going to be a nice energy for Cancer to sort of soak up for a little bit.
Yeah. But also during that time, Mercury stations retrograde.
I know. Do we have to talk about that?
In the sign of Cancer on June 26th.
Oh, in Cancer.
Yes.
Oh, right.
So we can expect that time of year.
And it will stay in Cancer because it's been there for a while.
Yeah, it's retrograding through Cancer. Yeah, and it's at the end degree, so it goes retrograde at 23 degrees of Cancer, 6 minutes. So it will station direct. Here we are, July 20th.
Oh, yeah, it's a long one this year.
Yeah, 13 degrees of Cancer.
Huh, yeah.
So it's in the sign of Cancer the whole time.
Yay. Okay. Let's not talk too much more about the stuff that's coming.
let's keep riding the wave. Ride the wave.
We're going to go to our next break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arita from Universal Sky. And she is with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. I know you guys are all interested in getting some information and readings here. So do give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear on the instant feedback, what it is that you're wanting, and add in your date of birth. All right. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win.
Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if there's ever changing world which we live in, makes you give in and cry. Say live and let die. Live and let die. Say live and let die.
Life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul, and today I have Nancy Arita, my in-house astrologer. And, well, we've been sort of talking about what's going on with the universal sky. We know we got a lot of stuff coming up at the end of the month. Kind of hoping not to have to get into that. So if you guys have some questions, which I know you do, I know it's been kind of a funny day. And, if you do have questions, though, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth. Oh, looks like we got another, all right. We definitely have another, instant feedback and possibly something else coming up. This is, her name's Tara. And, oh, we have a response from, the first one. Perfect. But I don't have it yet. So when it comes, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'm going to say, how does that go? The 11th of March, 85. That's usually right. It's no, it's November 3rd. Yeah.
We're backwards.
Sorry, we do that. I do that a lot. Okay, so she wants to know about her love life. Will it take a turn from the better? Oop. Just when I was there, you guys put in a new one. And she's met somebody through her job, giving another date of birth, which is the 6th of June, 85. Feels a strong connection, wondering if this could be a potential romance that she was hoping for. While you're doing that, I'm just going to read the response from Brandy. Thank you for the first bit of information. Yes, it is a weird energy. It's a creative project that is separate from her daily work. Okay. I've been trying to network to get the connections I need to make it happen. If it moves forward, I'll be doing the work of my dreams and leaving my current job. Any new thoughts on that? I'm going to say, from what we got, walk away, Brandy. This one's not feeling like it's coming. There's something else that will come to you that will be much better than that. So I think we'll go with our initial response. And let's go to Tara. So November 3rd. Sorry about that. All right. Let me just pull some stuff with regards to relationship. Okay, so I'm getting very much that it's a choice, Tara. There's some decisions that you will make around this. All the information isn't in yet. So one of the big things that we like to do as women is we like to make relationships a very big part of our lives. And we tend to think immediately, you know, when am I going to get married? When am I going to have kids? And I'm going to say, just let this play out some more. It's not all finalized yet. There's lots of information yet that we don't have about what's happening with this relationship. And it's going to be a choice for you. So you're going to be the one that's going to choose, and you're going to be the one that's kind of in charge of what sort of happens around it. It does look like things are going to move rather quickly, but the information isn't all there yet. So just let it play out. Isn't that interesting? Sorry, we both got the same first card, which is all about choice. There's something big around something that you're learning about in this relationship, and I feel it has to do with your father. So there's some kind of connection with your father that's sort of playing out in this. It also could be the fact that you've met through work, so there's that kind of a connection as well.
Authority energy.
Yeah, there's something around that that's definitely playing, and this is a bit of a wake-up call for you, so let it play out. See what happens, but this is very much a choice for you. Nancy.
Yeah. Yeah. Total point of choice, which are some of the hardest.
Yeah.
So lessons.
Does that mean it's not karmic then? Or because it does feel like there's a karmic influence in here.
No, I think there's a karmic influence for sure. But when we're put in this point of choice, it's because we're supposed to be self-empowering instead of falling back on old kind of patterns that don't serve our sense of evolution, whatever your evolution may be, right? So, and it's interesting because I've looked to your planets and there's this desire to be in a relationship. You are in a lifetime of learning through relationships. You have Venus in Libra and Mars in Libra.
Pisces? No. Oh, no, November. No, that's
Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But there's this need, okay, this need to be in a relationship. So,
and that's because of what planets?
She has Venus in Libra and Mars in Libra. Okay, so the two relationship planets are in the relationship sign.
Wow.
So there's this emphasis of, I need to relate, I need to relate, I need to be relating, I need to be connected. You throw your moon in Cancer, and there's that, I need to be mothering, I need to nurture other individuals, as well as nurture the self, but also nurture other individuals. So, you know, there's this strong desire to be in that you know, permanent relationship status with the family and the white picket fence and the house and everything else that goes with that. I guess that dream, okay, right. Of, you know, happily ever after. Mm-hmm. So there's some choices here that are at play. And it's really about looking at why you're making the choices that you're making. Okay. This really has nothing to do with the person that you'll be in a relationship with. It has to do with why you're making the choices. What are your motives? So really look at your motives and determine on, you know, is this the best relationship that you could be in?
Does
right?
it meet your needs? And
yeah. On
or is it distracting you at work, which is kind of one of those
yeah.
catchy ones.
When or is it distracting you from identifying with who you truly are?
Mm. She's still young.
She is.
You got lots of learning in relationships yet, especially if that's going to be such a main focus in your life. Don't rush into things. Just
yeah.
enjoy yourself. And I have to say the same thing to myself all the time, and I have nothing like you have in Libra, so yeah so it's, you know, just try and have some fun but really become conscious of some of the choices that you're making around relationships. I
yes.
think that's the big thing, because we both got the exact first card we pulled for both of,
which if you need to know is the year's
oh, yes.
energy
right.
the Lovers, which is about Gemini and duality and choice,
right? And so some people see that because it's a major arcana card as a love card, but most of us don't.
No, no.
Most of us don't at all.
No, it's more about choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how we're relating, and that relating to ourself. It's not so much about others.
Yeah.
So a lot of it has to do with how we're relating to ourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the kind of choices that we make, and duality, because Gemini is that funny vibrational energy that has two sides to everything. Not that we don't, we kind of all do, but
we all have Gemini in our chart somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I think mine's my moon.
I have Earth in Gemini because I have Sun in Sag, then the Earth is always opposite your Sun sign.
Okay.
So my Earth is in Gemini. Which, and it represents, your earth sign represents how you're projecting your spirit and where the emphasis is on learning, your own personal identity.
I know what we were going to talk about. Oh, wait a minute. We might have something here I'm kind of avoiding. Oh, we do. Actually, we'll answer it when we come back from break. I thought, you know, we were talking about the difference between the sun astrologers.
Yes.
And why don't we talk, we don't have a lot of time, but why don't you just sort of briefly go
Yeah, on. A lot of astrologers, when they do the astrology for the month for individuals, in terms of horoscope, like reading your horoscope, they base it so that your sun sign is in your first house, so that your sun sign is your rising sign. So when they're saying like in your career sector, and they're talking about like different areas of life,
different
like
houses and stuff.
Yeah, in your relationship sector or your house, in home or your romantic capabilities, they're really basing it on sun sign first house astrology versus time of birth astrology, which will change your rising sign.
Right.
And that's,
how important is that? Like how, cause I mean, they recommend that if you know your exact time, that you look at both.
Yes, both are relevant. Okay, so there's a lot of value in the sun sign first house astrology. But if you know your rising sign, then read your rising sign as well. Right. So like, for example, Laura, you're an Aquarius, so you would read Aquarius. But with Cancer rising, you would also read Cancer, right? Horoscope. And then find the balance between the two. So some things may apply from the sun in Aquarius, other things will apply from the rising sign of Cancer.
Right. And sometimes both of them.
And sometimes both of them.
Even though they're contradictory, they
yes.
sometimes both come in.
Yeah. Well, look for that. You yeah. know, it's about interpretation. Interpret your own energy.
All right. We're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Aruda, who is our in-house astrologer, can be found on the web at universalsky.com. And we are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Coming up Tuesday on New Sky Radio. At 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Oh, I should have that up by now. Nancy's next will be with us again on the 19th of June. So,
just we can in time to talk
about all about the solstice.
A solstice and all the crap that happens afterwards. Because from what I hear, solstice is supposed to be a very powerful time this month.
We're just going to infuse it with lots of happy, happy, joy,
exactly.
Information.
Exactly. So Nancy's our in-house astrologer. You can find out more about Nancy. And she also offers a discount for anybody who's listening on Sky. So if you want a read a chart done or a reading, she does readings too, do contact her, let her know you were listening on Sky, and you will get a discount on her work. For those who like getting astrology charts done, it's an excellent opportunity. So connect in and contact her at her website, universalsky.com. We have an instant feedback from Olivia, who wants to know, she's found out that she's going to get laid off from work in November, and she was just informed that last week. She wants to know what's happening with regards to finding a new job. She's also been thinking of starting her own bookkeeping business, but not sure if it's a good time or not. All right, Olivia, I'll start. We were sort of asking to see if there's absolutely anything in your chart that suggested that bookkeeping would be really something that you would love to do. I would look at, what will bring you joy. And I think we both agree that working from home is going to bring you a lot of joy. There's something about that for you that you would really like to do. Honestly, don't understand people that like bookkeeping and auditing. Don't get them. But, that's just my quirky Aquarius and how much I hate doing it myself. I'm going to say let things unfold a little bit. This has created a lot of anxiety for you, and there's some new things that are going to happen in the next little while. I'm just going to say follow your joy and see where that leads you. The first thing that came in is this really something for you, or is it something you're trying to please your parents with? Just really be conscious of, what this is for you, okay? Yes.
Okay. In a place of fear, like really, really worried about losing the job. So there's like this.
And you have so much time.
Yeah, lots of time. And the way I'm seeing it is there is this strong desire to work from home. And that might have something to do with family or just like grounding yourself in your home environment more. Anybody who works from home, doesn't matter what your career is, you have to be highly motivated in order to succeed.
Yeah, I don't get that's part of her problem. I think she's motivated. It's bookkeeping.
So that's your own personal buffer getting in the way.
Totally. My own issue around bookkeeping.
Now, I don't like bookkeeping either, but my sister is an accountant, so right. I can understand people's passions for numbers, although it's not my passion for numbers.
And you're really good at it.
A bookkeeping?
You keep your husband in line.
I try to. Yeah, but I really don't like doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I'd prefer to hire somebody. Yeah. Okay, where was I?
Well, that she wants to work from home.
Right. So there is this strong desire to work from home and to make lots of money. Okay? And the two can go hand in hand, but it does take time. So in terms of success, yes, it can be successful, but it is something that you would have to build on. I want to say, why not start your business? Okay.
Now.
If you're really, really worried about it now, see where it is in November, but also continue to apply to other positions until you have enough of a home business to go solo in the home business. It will take time to build up a bookkeeping business.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it does depend on where you're located, but I'm getting there's probably a lot of competition in your area. So versus being the only accountant in a small town, right? So it will take time to build the business, which is why, don't worry about not having a job. You have from now until November to keep looking.
Yeah, you got lots and lots of time.
Lots of time. But the thing
is
be active in it. Don't be passive. Don't sit there and wait for the change to happen. And I think that's one of the difficult things for you is that passive energy could kick in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a very, we're just we'll just do this very briefly. Kind of part of it is the same as we were just sort of talking about, but Irene, you kind of got us a little bit at the end. So she was just wondering about her career path. Will it be taking off soon? She's looking for a job currently, but does not have to be the perfect one. So basically you'll just sort of take anything. I'm going to say again, the same with, Olivia's, your fears are overtaking you. And so both of you should really look at, you know, how your fears are affecting you right now. Yeah, Nance.
Yeah. Open up, invite more of that fun energy in.
That's right.
Because it's the moment you open up and start having fun with whatever is being presented to you that you can move through the fear with a little bit more ease, right? So inspire yourself instead of get stuck in the darkness.
Yeah.
Right? And trust. Move it to trust because it's always about trust as well.
Right. All right. Well, this has been
an interesting show.
Yes. We went from nobody, and it always happens that everybody waits until the last minute to contact us. We will talk more about what's happening on the 19th.
Yes.
Since it's not really happening until after that anyway. So I think the thing would be enjoy the quiet while it's here right now.
Yes.
Take the break.
Ride the wave. Quiet.
Enjoy yourself. Get some rest.
It's not a big wave. It's a little tiny ripple.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. And you will be back on the 19th.
Yes.
So hold your questions off till then. And if you want more information from Nancy, go to her website, universalsky.com. There is a lot of information there. So check it out. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.